Hello, ho, ho, ho. Hello, ho, ho, ho. Hello, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, guys. It's like a little Christmas gift. It's like an early little Hanukkah.
Festive.
Yeah.
I'm in the holiday spirit, you know.
Me too. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, guys. Woo!
To our loyalists...
It's been a while.
You've probably been, you know, you haven't seen a Spotify notification, you haven't seen Instagram story, you've probably been wondering, have they quit? Have they given up?
The answer is hell fucking no.
Hell no. We just took a little break, and we're going to continue to take a little break.
Yeah,
a little
breather. Know, finals and work and such.
Yeah, December is a little hectic.
A busy time for us working gals.
But we're going to get right back into it.
Yeah, and we're going to see you guys next year. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Next year.
That'll be fun. We'll see how everybody's changed.
Yeah.
You know, December's a rocky time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might come back. I might have a beard.
You might have a mohawk.
I might bring back the Dougie. Who knows?
No, did you see on TikTok the... What's it called? The jerk is coming back. They've been jerking all
that's
over the
so
place.
That's so corny.
Everybody's been pulling out their jerk videos.
I've been jerking. Like, that's going to piss me off.
You know what's the crazy part? The us jerking is not even jerking. We're doing something else. Jerking is where you, like, it's some other shit. It's not even what we actually do. Yeah. It's not where you skip backwards. It's some leg movement that you do and then you jerk. Like you throw. Well, it's not been jerking, but you throw that dance into
it. No, fuck it. Fuck it.
I was saying, that's what I was doing. I was like, hey.
Yeah, no, the jerk is it. Bye.
I remember I was little and my friends were just outside, and then we were talking to our friend. He was upstairs in the window, and then we was all like, yeah, we be jerking. He was like, y'all know how to jerk. And he was like, let me see when you're jerking. And I started jerking.
You're lit, period.
And he was like, oh, y'all know how to jerk.
You're lit, period. Because that was probably in the ovens.
Crying.
No, I mean, I've been jerking. Like, I'd be in this kitchen jerking, like, every day. And then all of a sudden, TikTok just bring me back. Like, I've been that girl. I want my credit.
We had a segment. We was like, we're going to jerk across America.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes. Stop. Stop it right now. Stop. Child.
But, y'all know, they stay stealing our ideas.
Yeah, that's fine, though. We've been the trendsetters, but that's okay. Anyway, Shay, how are you? What's going on? It's been a while.
I've been really tired, bro. Like, honestly, like, I've been really, really tired. I've been trying to save money. My voice is even cracking a lot. I've just been the working man. Mm. That's it. Just going to work.
That's cool.
Going home. That's cool. Doing what I do.
That's cool.
You know. How have you been?
I've been stressed, happy, sad, like...
Okay.
A lot of emotions. Like, school is just really kicking my ass. Mm. Like, school is doing it. Like, Yeah, like... But, and work also, doing it. Just... Doing a number. They're hitting the right nerve.
They're jumping you.
Yeah, no, they're hitting the right nerve, because I might have a lot to say. No, but anyways, I'm happy, though, because I've been spending a lot of time with Ken.
Mm.
And we're also about to celebrate Christmas together, my first Christmas with a bae. And I did it up, because, as I should.
Well, let's all clap for Al.
Woo!
First Christmas with a bae.
Go me.
This is his dream.
I wouldn't say dream, but...
But no, it's always nice to, you know, get gifts from a significant other.
Well, that's really my love language. I love giving gifts.
Yeah, and
like,
this
I
is
think
like...
I'm really good
like
at giving
spontaneous
gifts.
Spontaneous gifts are like, okay, like... Because you always ask, like, oh, what's the reason? But mm-hmm. now it's like, you
this
know, I re- got a reason.
I'm
a
turning
big reason.
Up. Like, this is the reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited for Christmas. It's really next Saturday.
I know. Can we talk about how time is passing, like, so
like,
fast?
It's
like,
next Saturday. Christmas
literally
is next Saturday. It's about to be 2020... What year are we in?
2021.
Okay, it's about to be 2022. I, like, totally forgot.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why is time moving? I feel like yesterday I was just in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I feel like after high school, I just stopped growing.
It just stopped.
Like, it just cut off. Like, right. Well, I guess physically, I should say. Not, like, mentally, but...
No, I think I just started growing. Like, in high school, I was still... I was, like, better than 8th grade. Like, that's all I can say about high school. Like, it was better than 8th grade. And then once I finally left high school and finally wasn't tied to the social eye and the system holding me down and telling me what I could wear, what I can't wear, I was finally able to... explore and find out what I like to do and all that stuff.
I'm ready to grow. I want to be that black girl in the picture. That's like, I'm leaving 21 behind me. You know, like baby daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be that picture.
Oh, the one on the step.
Yeah, that got the bag, but it's in the back. It's like baby daddy bills.
Bye.
It's just, you know.
Are we gonna split Black Boys Emotion up into season 2 next year? Or are we gonna keep all season 1? We have 10.
10? I don't know. I think season 2.
Well, no, we have 10 posted, so that's how many we have. We're not gonna talk about the ball.
We don't need to talk about the ball.
Yeah, but we got 10 posted, so.
Yeah, what, I think season 2 would be appropriate.
I think we should end on 12 episodes, though. So we definitely gotta drop something after this one, but you know, the ball. So,
yeah.
We just toss him on the ball.
Yeah, you know, something. Yeah. Anyways, what are we going to talk about today?
I wanted to get into, like, things that we liked as a child. Like, some things that you just think about, like, random things.
The funny thing is, the way I can't remember what I liked as a child, because it was so traumatic. Like, I can't even remember liking stuff.
There was no, like, movie or like, toy.
I'm sure there was.
I'm trying to think.
All the traumatic moments blocked out the fun ones.
Bye. What I really liked when I was younger was breakdancing. Believe it or not.
I believe it. We don't got to talk about that one. I believe that. I surely believe that.
Believe it or not. I watched Step Up 3. That movie changed my life. Like, that
would be a dancer. That was the movie we went to Jeff. No. Stop hiding. Stop it. It's fine. You could just say it. You wanted to be a Step Up. You wanted to be the next Moose. It's fine.
I'm not even going to respond to that comment. Because that's Jeff. I didn't even want to go there, but.
Please.
I'm happy I went there with school. But, no, ever since I seen Step Up 3, I was like, no. What is this? Like, the music lit, they lit.
Everyone's so, just lit. So,
like, I would literally listen to, like, the Black Eyed Peas, like, boom, boom. Oh, no, not begging.
Oh, not boom. You
no, I was like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, wow. I would be breakdancing to that. I would be breakdancing to
that boom, boom.
I lived in this house, right? And I didn't want to dance in my house because I was like, I'm going to make too much noise. So I would go, I was talking about I was going outside, but I would go in the hallway and then I would put my phone, I had my iPhone 4 on the little stair thing and I would dance in the hallway. And my neighbor's door was like down the stairs, but right there, but they wasn't going to come out and see me. So I would just be like break dancing, like busting it. Like, and really? Those were good times. Like, you could really tell I was not worried about Nathan.
Okay,
like,
yeah, no, that was Nathan. I have a similar story. I was very happy when I really was dancing for the crowds. Like,
really?
The first time I ever danced on stage, it was
it felt good, right?
It felt so good. It was like a star was born. Like, literally, it was me on stage. It was full improv, by the way. I've never danced ever.
And wait, when was this?
This was in, what grade was this? This was in 5th or 6th grade, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was definitely 5th grade, it was definitely 5th grade. And I don't know, like, I've never shown interest in dancing. Well, I've always shown interest, let me not say that. I've always shown interest in dancing at home, not at school. So, like, one day, you know, I remember I mentioned him, Al, you know, the music teacher. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, you should
shout out Mr. Al.
Yeah, you know, King. He was like, you should do a dance. I'm like, should I? I don't know. Maybe. And, you know, at the time, Party Rock Anthem was really it.
And then
I pulled out the improv to Party Rock Anthem. It was so good. It was so good. Improv. I was ripping that shit. The crowd was going nuts. It was like. Yeah, and I was just ripping that shit. Like,
Can we talk about Party Rock Anthem for a second, though?
I was.
Because I remember, like, I was obsessed with LMFAO. Like, that's when I really knew what a band was. Like, LMFAO, like, I was like, yo, they're just so lit. And I only like that one song, but I was like, they're so lit.
You don't like sexy in a way.
I do. Sexy, I used to say, I used to be scared of saying sexy because I thought my mom was going to be mad. So what I did was I was in the kitchen and I started singing it. And then I saw if she got mad or not. And I was like, okay, I can say it.
Wait, so sexy is not a bad word?
I guess not. My mom didn't say nothing. I was like, I don't know what age I was. But I think
it's a bad word.
I was in 7th grade. I was like, I'm sexy and I know in the kitchen. Like, and her room was right there. But she didn't say, she didn't say nothing.
Not you mumbled it and was like, okay,
no,
it's fine.
No, I said it. And then, she's fine. Yeah, she didn't say nothing. I was like, shit, we green. And I was like, oh, that's sexy.
You like, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah,
just dragging it. Just dragging it.
Doing too much. Can we talk about, like, I was not a toy kid. I don't know why. And a lot of people say they were. Like, a lot of people I know are like, yeah, I love playing with toys, like action figures, cars, like dolls, all that shit. I couldn't.
What would you play with?
Inside.
No, but like what? Like, what would you play with?
The TV.
You were that kid.
Yeah, I didn't do toys. I was either reading or watching something.
Honestly, I was a toy kid, but my mom really put me on to, like, the tech wave. Like, she would always buy me a game system, or I had, like, a Game Boy. I had my iPhone. My iPhone literally had Mad Games and YouTube. Like, I wasn't calling, texting, doing nothing on that. Like, it was on, but I didn't give a fuck about texting. I'm like, girl, I'm playing Flappy Bird. Like,
please,
I'm lit on the iPhone 4. So, I was really, like, big into, like, video games. But I did, like, when I went over to my friend's house, they would have action figures. And we would wrestle and all that stuff. But it would hurt my hands. So, I didn't really like doing that.
I don't know. I think I'm so childish now because my imagination didn't start when I was younger. It got better as I got older.
Really?
Yeah, because I just couldn't imagine what you would do with an action figure. What? I don't know how to play with that. I would never imagine a sequence where I'm like...
I kind of get that because I really started like playing with action figures and stuff like that when I did my first show in 4th grade. I was Cogsworth in Beauty and the Beast, shout out. And then that's when like I was like, oh, like you can just act. Like you can make things, say things. Bye. And then, yeah, that's where I started going crazy.
Let me think. What did I like when I was younger? I don't know.
Like, what would you be excited for on a weekend? Like,
oh, High School Musical.
Like, you'll watch every weekend or something?
Yeah. I loved High School Musical.
Like, what were you like during school?
Nothing. Like, I was tortured. I hate some people.
So you went to school and you just were like, fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, I have a fun story. In 5th grade, you know, when I tried to come out the closet, I was in class, and these two girls, they were just like, oh, like, they were just being so weak. Like, you ever saw a movie where, like, as soon as somebody finds out somebody's gay, they're like, yeah, let's be besties, you be my gay best friend, all that. Like, they were really acting like that. They was like, so, like, what was your favorite part? Like, what's your favorite part about being gay?
Not what's your favorite part.
And I was just like, what? And they were like, the dick ?
Yeah, hey, yo. And
I said, I didn't even know what that was. And I was like, yeah.
Nah. What grade was this?
5th.
Not in 5th.
I was like,
grade.
Yeah. I was like, oh. And then it was like, who you got a crush on? And I was just like, oh, Ronnie. Because Ronnie was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But then they told everybody. So then, and then Ronnie was late to class that day for some weird reason. And then me and him sat next to each other. Mm. And then as soon as he walked in, everybody just was looking at us. I was just like, this is too much. Oh, my God.
Now oh they put God. You on the spot.
Like, this is too much. Yeah.
Not doing my friend dirty.
Yeah. So, yeah. that's middle school.
I kind of have a story like that. I'm not going to say I really like this girl because I didn't know her that well. But I was like, I had a little crush on her. And I was telling all my friends, I was like, yo, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to ask her out. Like, they was like, yo, just do it. So, I was literally planning it. Like, I was planning it. Like, I knew exactly what I was going to do. No, literally. I was like, okay, so the school over, this literally sounds like I'm on some Joe shit. But I was like, catch her in the stairwell. They're like, oh, hey, da 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 da. So, that's literally what I did. I was like, hey, like, what are you doing this weekend? She was like, oh, nothing. I was like, oh, like, you know, you want to go out or something? She was like, no, I'm okay. And then I was like, damn. But that's not even the worst part. That actually should have humbled me, right? Oh. No, it did humble me, right? So I was, mind you, guys, already humbled. Let me just say that, already humbled, right? Then we go to school the next day, and we're in music class, and she, like, we're all chilling, we're all in the same class, so, as of right now, nobody knows, like, it was just, like, a me thing, you know, I wasn't really bothered, I don't even know when she said no, it's whatever, like, it's okay.
I think.
So, the teacher calls on me to do a music thing on the computer, and I'm like, bad, like, you know, so I go up, and then she's like, oh, he asked me out yesterday, like, just, like, mad, and I was just like, I was just sitting there like,
oh my god!
I just like, you know, I was sitting like in the back, so like I just had to walk past everybody. I'm just like, and then
I went to the bathroom.
Like it wasn't like a big music, it was just music class. But I was just like, bro,
I would have went to the bathroom and cried.
I was like, you asked right yesterday. I was like, yeah. But listen, bro, like, I was brave enough to do it. Some people would have never even got themselves to do it. I had my plan. I committed, I executed, it didn't go all the way I wanted to. The worst thing that she could do is not say no. Let me just say that right now. She can embarrass you in front of your whole class.
But I mean, speaking of crying in the bathroom, yo, this is so awful. Like, I remember in middle school, 8th grade, we practicing for graduation. I get the solo because obviously I'm not singing.
Yo, they really thought you was there by Mariah Carey in there.
Cause like. I was, I promise. So I really ripped, like, you know, I'm singing the solo. Like, I went upstairs practicing, I'm singing with the music teacher. Like, it sounds good. We getting it together.
Not in the stew.
It was Don't Stop Believing. Oh, that's what we had to sing.
Killing it.
Yeah, so I was up there. I was like, okay, you know, I got the solo down. We were good. And then I get in front of everybody, you know, I'm ready to practice. I sing the thing, so I sing the whole song. So my principal goes, "You sure you want this solo? Because the way you're singing doesn't sound like you want it." And then he started laughing, and I ran to the bathroom and started crying. Because why would you rip me like that in front of all these people?
I would have too.
No, like, because what is his problem? And they even apologize, like, nothing. Like, I was in the bathroom the whole day crying. Yo. I didn't even finish the practice. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, and that was the day we was getting our yearbooks and everything. I said I didn't fucking want it.
So, yeah. So you, did you end up still singing the solo?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I said fuck the whole.
Oh, you're like, it, I don't.
You
know,
it was the whole thing had to be what's that, instrumental? Cause, okay, bitch, you get up there and sing it.
Did anybody try to convince you to still do it?
Yep, so many people. Nope. I said, fuck no. I'm not doing nothing. Fuck him. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Lil Al, what a bad attitude.
You should. Not even tell me I can't sing after I rightfully got the solo.
Bye.
Don't piss me off.
No, yeah. And there was a difference between me in middle school and me in high school. Me in middle school was very didn't give a fuck at all, like... When I tell you, I didn't give a fuck at all. Like, I was putting ketchup packets under the seats. Like, didn't give a fuck. High school me, I was more like, I would say to myself in a way.
Like,
I didn't really try to, I wasn't trying to be out there in middle school, but I did want friends because I didn't know how to make friends. So I was just like, I got to be funny. And then that kind of worked out, but,
you know. I feel like I was pretty consistent. Like, I didn't have a lot of friends, but it's not like I had no friends. Like, I've always had some people, right. Some people. I never really had, like, a huge group of friends or whatever.
Right.
But when I got in high school, like, as time went on, I started getting more and more friends.
More friends.
Because people just started to know me.
No, when I was younger, because I always grew up in the summer I grew up in North Carolina, and they'd always be like in these big groups. I'm like, dang, like, I wish I had a friend group like that, but it's not like that over here in Jersey. Well, at least for me.
Did you love playing outside?
I loved playing outside, especially in North Carolina, because like I didn't have to wear shoes. I could just run around in the grass. They had a trampoline, and like when I was little, like, because in the country, like, you can't stay inside. Like, the kids need to be outside. So they'd be like, all right, yeah, go outside, and literally lock the door, and we'd just be playing outside. Like, literally just playing outside.
Don't say that. I don't
like And then outside. If you, like, come inside, go outside, come inside, they'd be like, stop running in and out. Like, girl.
I was only outside if I was with my cousins. Mm. And that's because I had to pretend to be straight, but secretly I wanted to go outside so bad.
You never went outside because of that?
No, I just hated going outside. Oh. Outside was dirty.
Yeah. In Jersey, I did go outside. I used to ride my bike. I used to skate. I used to do all that shit.
I used to go to the park. I guess I used to want to, but I never put the full intention. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know if I went outside, I'd want to go back inside.
But I remember this one time. It was in the summer, bro. Beginning of summer. And me, I don't even know why we started fighting, but it was me and my friend. I don't even know how old I was. I was little. I wasn't little, but I was, you know, really young. I don't know how old I was. I don't know how old he was. But we were good friends. Like, it was, I knew his cousin, DJ. I'm just saying his name because I don't think he ever listened. But I knew his cousin, DJ. And then I basically, from knowing DJ, I knew his whole family. Like, I would go over the house, everything. And then we just fought, and I'm beating his ass. And I got grounded for the whole summer, and I cannot go outside.
You beat his ass? What do you mean?
But I cannot go outside. I was so mad because there was it was like a movie. After I couldn't go outside for like, maybe I'm like dragging it because I was younger, but it had to be like a month, or maybe, I really think it was the whole summer not going outside, but it had to be like a month or 2 weeks. Of not going outside, and my mom walked me to the corner store one day with my sister, and it's like we lived on Ogden, mm-hmm. So it's like a straight shot to like that corner store by that school, mm-hmm. And we're walking, everybody skating, biking. I swore I saw a kite in the fucking air. I was so mad. I was so mad. I was like, yo, I can't even be outside.
Shit, I might have been in there. Like, it's probably a lit ass day.
I was so sad. My friend was like, can you come outside? I was like, no. Hell no. He cannot.
And I know Crystal asked. She said, fuck no. And your mother's even let you out.
I was not outside that day. That whole summer, I was not outside. I was so mad. Speaking of grounding, my mom grounded me another summer too, because I came in after 8 o'clock. I was literally inside for a month. I was inside for a month, and then one random day, I was like, "Can I go outside?" She was like, "Yeah." She was like, "I don't know why you haven't been going outside this whole time." I'm like,
"Don't."
I'm like, "Are you serious? Like, are you kidding me? Like, what are you talking about?"
She's like, "What are you talking about? Like, nothing happened." She's like, "What do you mean?"
I'm like,
that's what parents forget. Like, I
think they really do.
They be like, oh, wait, you weren't supposed to go outside.
Yeah, no.
That'd be me. I'd be like, oh, bro.
I was grounded a lot. A lot, actually.
I was such a good kid. Yeah, I got treated like I was the worst freaking child on the planet. Like, I don't know. Like, I was so good. Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't even want to do anything. That's the thing. I didn't want to do anything. I
was
doing
everything, and I was always on punishment. Like, I was always grounded, no matter what. Like,
oh, that's a mess.
Always.
That's why your Crystal's favorite.
Yeah.
She likes a challenge.
She does love a challenge.
She likes an argument. She puts a little back and forth, a little A and B.
I don't know. She's like, okay. Okay.
She's thinking the worst and worst things to do to you, to torture you. And she's like, okay, so next I'm gonna
not a little. She's like, alright.
She's like, bad. Next I'm gonna unpierce his ears.
Bye. While I'm asleep. Yeah. Yeah, no. But yeah, that was my childhood. But it was lit for the most part, I'm not gonna lie. It comes with sacrifice. You gotta be grounded sometimes.
I don't know. if my childhood was that fun.
Really? You like your adulthood more than your childhood?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I almost wished I was left alone more often.
Really?
Yes, because I hate being bothered. And that's all everybody in my family wanted to do.
And that's crazy, because people really grow up different ways. Like, and me, like, my whole mindset was, oh, everybody went outside. Everybody knows how to ride a bike. Everybody. When I met you, you were like, I never been to the beach. I never rode a bike. I never did that. I was like, what? Like, what were you doing? Like, what were you ever doing? Like, when Al said he never been to a beach or didn't know how to ride a bike, I was like,
I'm gone.
Bar? Like,
now I've been to the beach at least 5 times.
Yeah.
At least 5 times.
But that's just so crazy. Like, you didn't do road trips. Like,
nothing.
Like, that's so natural to me. Like, I thought everybody did that, or at least, like, a lot of people, but.
No. I only started doing that stuff when I went with your family.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did take you on a road trip. That was lit.
Yeah, that was fun. Uh-huh. Yeah, when we were in a hotel.
Bruh.
That was fun.
And the food was bussing. Yeah, we were supposed to go to the whole other place. It was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that food was mad. Where did we go? It was probably,
it was
like,
literally just some. It was a franchise restaurant. Yeah, it was a steakhouse, but it was literally in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
We were in South Jersey.
That could have been Outback, and I just didn't care to look.
I don't think it was, but it might have been, but it was bussing. Whatever it was, it was so. I remember that meal.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah. I think Manson tried to punk me for not getting a steak.
What did he say?
I can't remember. There was something hokey pokey. And I was just like, are you saying that because I'm a fag?
Right.
I have a lot to say. A lot.
No, when I first, like, when they found out I started smoking, they were like, yeah, like, you, they, we knew you didn't smoke. But we smoked. And I was like, no! I was just dead. I was like, how? I really thought you was low.
No, I wasn't at all. Like, oh my God, the day when we went to, after, project graduation, I had no reason. No reason. I was so
They was like, we been about out.
Oh my God. I had no reason.
Yeah.
That's terrible, though.
But I'm glad, because I really didn't smoke. And people still don't think I smoke. Like, people, like, every time, like, somebody asks me if I smoke, I'm like, yeah. They be like, you smoke?
Why,
like,
why do you say so quiet? You
know? Every time.
You're like, yeah.
Every time they say that, they be like, you just, like, seem so, like, put together. But I'm like,
what the fuck does that mean?
I'm like, yeah, smokers aren't, like, sloppy. Like, we be working. You see me here working every day.
Let me just say, smoking to me when I was younger seemed way worse than it is. Way worse, more complicated. Everything about it just seemed like so weird to me and foreign. Mm. Once I started doing it, I'm like, this shit is so easy. I could have done this when I was 2.
Okay. I'm just glad I did it after I was, after high school.
At your own pace as well.
Yeah, at my own pace. Like, I really didn't let anybody peer pressure me. Like, not even, like, on some funny. I just really didn't want to at all.
Yeah, I never gave into, like, especially smoking. That's just,
yeah, it wasn't really my thing. Unless when we tried to get the vapes on eBay.
We were starting.
That was early. I was about to say, but we weren't really, like.
Oh, shit, I forgot to take my
cigarette. Did you know about getting buzzing, though? Because I really didn't.
Yeah.
You know about getting buzzing?
I was smoking since I was 14. Tripped
on
Darien.
I did not know about getting buzzing.
I was like,
I really did not know. I didn't even know you did it. Like, I was just so oblivious.
I thought I was way lower until your mom caught me up. Yeah. She was getting me together quick, cause she smoked too. That's how she do.
Yeah, and only smokers know smokers, but not even, cause I don't even be know how. I'm like, wait, you?
I always know.
I never know.
I could tell when somebody's like, especially at work. I'm quick. I'm like, ooh. She looks sloppy. I'm always like, ooh.
Bye.
I'm like, oh God. I hope I don't look like that. That's what I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
Because when I see somebody high, I'm like, I can't. Like, I will walk.
Y'all must think y'all think, but I just told Ken, if y'all leave, I'll give me some helmets, mayonnaise, and I'll catch it.
Not cutting this. I'm not cutting this.
I'll leave it in the bloopers.
Right.
We'll edit it in post.
No, just stay it in. Just stay it in. I'm literally saving it, uploading it.
No cut.
I got no meaning.
Uncut.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm a prime optimist, Sagittarius. So you know I'm an optimist.
Mm.
Okay, should we start wrapping up?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Well, guys, We'll see you next year.
Yes, we will see you next year. Sorry for the abrupt
ending, but you know, we had to figure some stuff out.
Right.
You know, but you know, we will be back. Don't think we're done, because we're not.
You know, we love and appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for sticking with us. Anybody listen to this episode?
Yes, thank you for listening, sweetheart.
Thank you. Catch us on our things, and I'm gonna plug them.
Yeah, you know who we are.
Yeah, this is for the goats.
Yeah. So.
So.
Bye.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.